I spoke with him. I asked him. I said to him, "What is it then, and where is this going?" He said, "No, I don't know. Perhaps you should have a look at the red pen you are writing with." "Me? How? I'm not writing, I'm explaining." "Here is a shortcut. Either stay here and let me suffocate you, or leave and suffocate yourself." "Yes, but I'm not. Not. I'm not like that. I'm not like a chair, a stone waiting to be. I am not that bad." It was supposed to be good. "I am not like that. I'm not that bad." Ha ha. He sat down on the sofa, sat down as if nothing had happened. He opened his arms, looking at me with eyes. His eyes were looking at me, asking something I had no intentions of answering. "Yes, yes." The phone might have been off all day, but I was here, right here, waiting to be picked up, pampered, and put back down again. Oh, a cuddle. A goddamn cuddle would have been fine. I was ready to collide myself with the concrete. I was about to scream my head off and ask, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Then I thought, "Shh. He is just him and you are just you." Perhaps I had to go out, drink tea, ride a bike, make myself a sandwich, then walk again up and down and drink more. I then came back home. Oh, him. Still sitting on the sofa like a big heavy sculpture. Then I said, "Oh, thank God he is handsome, otherwise how could I just look at an ugly sculpture for more than a minute?" I am looking, 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 and looking. He is not moving, moving, and not moving. I say, "Hello? How do you do?" There is no answer, but I think his eyelid moved up and down, or did I think it did? Oh,